known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Thanks for joining me on Experimental Vaccines. Here's the back of my car. What does yours look like?
How's everyone doing? Welcome back to the Bob Joe, and we're so glad you could join us. Bob Tuscan here, and of course, Steve Starr's riding shotgun with us. Or are you, Steve?
Yes, sir, I'm right here. And I've
okay,
got my hunting shotgun, which is all they allow now, you know. But I haven't fired it in years, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to Deer Trail, Colorado, where you get two shots at every drone that flies 500 feet over your property. Only two shots, though, Bob. You've got to be good. So,
there's a group of people out there concerned about YouTube.
Well, they should be.
They're resisting against the new YouTube police, and I want to play a piece on that, all right?
Yeah.
Let's hear this by We Are Change. Resisting against the YouTube police. Do you know about the YouTube police?
This is Luke Godowski of WeAreChange.org, and I just woke up to very surprising news to learn that YouTube has taken down the official Mark Dice YouTube channel. Now, Mark Dice worked really hard on his channel. It had over 800 videos, 60 million views, 265,000 YouTube subscribers, all gone in a matter of seconds. Now, I'm good close friends with Mark. He just called me. He's very shocked. He doesn't know what to do. Me and him collaborated on many videos. Some were on his channel, some were on mine, but you could actually see some of the videos we did. We together did a lot of great stuff. We went down to Washington, D.C. and acted as tour guides at the National Archives and showed unsuspecting tourists Operation Northwoods and had them freak out.
So the bottom line is they've taken down yet another influential channel. Love him or hate him, he had a lot of stuff on there. And the YouTube police took action and took him down.
Why was that, though, Bob? I mean, I'm sure there are very good reasons. They're just trying to protect America's youth, so they have more, this Illuminati rock beat kind of stuff that they can listen to.
Who knows? We're taking calls this hour, Steve.
Okay.
From YouTube.
Okay. YouTube callers?
800-313-9443 if people want to join us.
We have a much better call list than YouTube, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
And before I get into any more trouble this hour, let's talk to Fred in Iowa. Hello.
Oh, Bob, can you hear me?
We can.
Yep.
Okay. I'm a Sabbath-keeping Gentile.
Well, you're very.
I just passionately Ashkenazi Jews, Zionists. I dislike the Talmud.
You like all Ashkenazi
Jews? I believe
Jews,
what Israel is doing to Palestine.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, friend?
Yeah. Now let me finish. And
You can finish. I'm just wanting clarification. You said you dislike Ashkenazi Jews. You dislike all of them?
No. Let me finish, and you'll understand what I'm saying.
All right.
Kind of got me off balance here.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
You keep the Sabbath, but don't like the Talmud. Go ahead.
Bob, no, I absolutely do not dislike or hate all Jews. That is absurd. That is insane. That is stupid. The way I try to live, and I'm 76 years old. I was raised prejudiced as a young man. But I put away young man's thoughts, and when I become a man, I put them away. But stop beating yourself up, and the fine man with that fine brain you've got, stop beating yourself all the pieces. That doesn't accomplish a damn thing. There's... Okay. Evil in this world, and what is happening in Israel, and this is not all Jews, is terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
And it's hurting the whole world. But that doesn't mean or make every Jew is bad. Remember, the people, the prophet that wrote the Bible, they were Jews. But if you go back to Abraham, and his seed will go to all the world. And I kind of throw it off balance here. But if you want to look at things that have been bad, look at the Germans and the English and the French and the Dutch and the Portuguese and the Spanish. The hell that they done on this earth. To reiterate, no! I do not hate Jews, and the way I try to live my life is every man and woman on earth is my brother and sister. Now, I must admit, I have some brothers and sisters I like a little better, but their race doesn't have anything to do with it.
It's what about blacks? What about blacks, right?
Yeah. Hey, have a good day, Bobby.
What about blacks, Fred?
The same thing.
Okay.
I have a black grand nephew-in-law, or a nephew-in-law, and their son is very, very, very close to me. And I put it this way when I talk to people, I kind of got to watch my words here. There's all colors and people and beliefs, but if I can say it, assholes come in all colors, my friend.
Agreed.
Have a good day, Bob.
Thank you, Fred.
I couldn't
You're welcome.
Without the last part of that. But, well. Our apologies, friends. We try to be a family oriented, but
he warned us.
He warned us. Yeah, and I don't disagree with a lot of the things he says. I mean, there are a lot of Christian Seventh Day Adventists who keep the Sabbath, as they call it. You know, and personally, I like the idea of taking a day off. I really do. I mean, I'm taking a week off.
Sounds right.
But it's kind of nice to rest one day and stop all your activity. And it's almost impossible if you try to do it. You know, it really is, because somebody's always got something for you to do on Saturday, you know. And but it's really nice when people can just, you know, stop their work and relax and rest and, you know, maybe play a game of checkers or, you know, pop some popcorn or do something that they really like to do as a family and relax and rest. I think it's better for your body and your mind and but I don't make a law out of it. You know what I mean? I don't adhere to a Sabbath law. That's another thing, by the way, covered in the book of Galatians. And but these were all the Mosaic laws that existed in the Old Testament. And I think Fred is right when he mentions that all of that has come to a completion now. It's not the Mosaic laws are pertaining, not things like the Ten Commandments, which are pretty much common sense, but we're talking about all the kosher laws and the ordinances that were there. Those don't apply to the world. But I think it's a good idea to take a day off a week if you can. It doesn't have to be Saturday. It could be any other day, but, you know.
Absolutely. Folks, when we get back, we'll take more calls, by the way, if anybody wants to jump in on that. I agree with Fred on a lot of, if not everything that he said. When we get back, door-to-door Obamacare. You heard about this, Steve?
Yeah, I heard they're going around door-to-door, and they're saying we want to sign you up right now.
I'm going to be playing an official door-to-door Obamacare commercial for you guys when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Woo.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan. All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Obama door-to-door care, or wait, door-to-door Obamacare, let's say it that way.
listen to this piece of propaganda.
Kosher balls in my top by Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, the new pop by Mr. Bucket. Walls in Uber by Mr. Bucket.
James, Mr. Bucket.
I gotta get into one of those.
Mr. Bucket, wait, look out. The balls will pop out of his mouth.
Obamacare. Obamacare.
Hi, sir. We can see that you're home.
Obamacare. Affordable health care at your doorstep.
Not interested. I can see him. He's coming. He's coming over here.
What the? Come on. Are you serious?
Get off the ground.
Oh, whoa. Oh, ow. Ow. What is this?
The time has come, sir. You have to sign up for Obamacare.
Obamacare? What?
You don't have a choice, sir.
What if I don't do it?
You will be penalized.
Penalized?
Fine. Money.
You have to pay for it.
Sign up, sir.
All right. Just get off of me and I'll sign.
Get up.
Ow!
So you're literally forcing me to sign up for Obamacare.
It's for your own good, sir.
I thought this was a free country. Come on!
Freedom isn't free, sir.
All right. I'll sign.
Yeah, we heard it before. Made up for you. Username, password.
No. Plug in some information for us. You'll be good to go.
No.
What do you mean no?
Yeah, no, I can't. It says the system's down at the moment.
No, it's very easy to navigate.
System is down at the moment. We're working to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
Oh,
it's
happening again.
Stupid website.
Did we contract? We're trying to go green, but here is our paper contract. You can even use my... You can use his pen.
I'll take that. So, sign here.
That's how it goes down, Steve.
Yeah, it's kind of a force feed type thing, isn't it? Yeah. It's not selling, though. I mean, a lot of people are not signing up for this, and even the Democrats are talking about...
What are the
about,
numbers recently? I haven't heard.
Oh, man, I think it's only about 1.4% have actually enrolled and paid at this point. And it's really wow, not selling at all. The Democrats are looking at trying to get rid of this and maybe pushing it back 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be more people jumping off the Obamacare bandwagon as the days commence towards November, friends. I can
we
promise
shall
you.
See. Steve, yeah. Are you freaked by fluoride?
Well, it's certainly a bad substance. There's no question about it. I don't know if I'm freaked by it, but I think we got to get rid of it. There's certainly no reason for it to be in our drinking water.
You will be after this. Freaked by fluoride. This is by Josh Lee Cash.
Hi, TV. I'm here in Santa Monica Pier, California, to talk about fluoridated water and what people think about it. Also, figured why not come here, because there's like an ocean right there. I think it might be the Atlantic Ocean, according to my Google.
You should use the toothpaste your dentist recommends.
Fluoride. Are you freaked by fluoride?
So your film opens talking about the Georgia Guidestones, which I was aware of from before, and those are really creepy. Do you think there's a direct correlation between that structure and fluoridated water?
For the Georgia Guidestones, we wanted to touch on, you know, this whole depopulation program that people don't understand that of all the chemicals thrown into the water source to treat the water, this is the only one to treat us. It's the only drug put in there for us. And if it's so damn safe, why is there a poison control number on the side of toothpaste? If you dumped this in a river or stream, you'd be labeled a terrorist. Did you know that? No one wants to discuss fluoride toxicity, though. They'll just say, hey, it's good for your teeth, it's good for this, good for that. It's just, you know, it's like everything else. Unfortunately, the scientific community's for sale. You know, everyone's looking out for number one, themselves. And unfortunately, when I tell people, look, if this doesn't bother you, then you can thank the fluoride. Because that's the exact effect that drug has on you. It makes you apathetic.
How do you personally sift through all this information?
I soon realized when I was old enough that, you know, these political figures that are in office, they're not answering to us. It was pretty evident. And that was before I even really started digging into anything. I mean, I was a kid and I came to that conclusion. So who were they answering to? It's a mirage, you know. It's the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the big screen. And unfortunately, the more you start digging into this stuff, the more you start realizing that there is a global elite system of people that make these decisions. You know, the fluoride, the heavy metal toxicity, Josh, it was one thing. It was what got me out of my seat and said, you know, enough's enough. Like, when I realized the vaccination program itself, how we went from 10 shots prior to 1983 to 36 shots in 83, and right from then we saw the spike in autisms and injuries and deaths due to vaccinations so bad that they created a private court system. The schools will lie to you and say, you have to vaccinate. That is a crock. They know it. There's fine writing at the bottom of those forms that say you can opt out. The pressure comes, once again, just like the fluoridation program, from the federal level with the vaccination program. The schools will lose their funding if they're not 90 to 95% vaccinated. I speak to mothers, you know, when we were filming all over the country, who would just tell me in tears, like, it was the vaccines, it was the vaccines. It came home, or she came home. It's more predominant in boys. And after that double shot, the MMR or whatever, I mean, they stopped crawling. They went backwards, hitting the head off the wall. Can you imagine trying to put diapers on a 20-year-old who's 210 pounds and just, you know, is smearing his fecal matter all over the house and on the walls and pushing you around and can't even speak?
You watch the show Parks and Recreation? This past season, episode 8, there was a show, an episode titled Fluoride.
Is that right? No kidding. I wonder, was it more, in your eyes, was it more pro-fluoride, you think? Like,
it was extremely pro-fluoride. I mean,
who's writing the books? Who established the AMA? What happened in the Flexner Report? You know, it goes, this isn't just a little idea that just came up. You know, this has been well thought out for over, you know, for centuries. We're not talking decades. It's, you know, these safety standards are based on fraudulent science, bottom line. So I'm telling you, man, it's going to get more fascinating than any Super Bowl game, because now you can, like, really get your hand on the pulse and find out what really is going on. You know, they ripped our treasury, and now it's time to move on to, you know, a more uniform, you know, global government. Personally, Josh, I think they want it. I think they are set up. I think the camps are already built, over 800 plus FEMA camps in this country. Half of them are underground. All the barbed wire is turned inward for the exterior buildings, so it's to keep people in. It's definitely not the other way around. So I think, you know, they want us to jump. They want the revolution.
My brain might be not working so well because of the water I drink in the sink, because my IQ drops after you drink fluoride. Hey, there's a bird.
NSA can record 100% of entire country's phone calls. Judge Napolitano when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org. With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
The NSA can record 100% of the entire country's phone calls. Well, it's not just according to Judge Napolitano, it's according to Bob Tuscan as well.
New revelations on an American spy program reportedly being compared to a time machine. The NSA reportedly recording all of the phone calls in one unidentified country, billions of conversations, and then listening them to them up to a month later. Here now is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano, with more. So explain to us this time machine thing that they're describing it as.
A little bit of background. The NSA has been doing this in the United States of America since at least 2009 and perhaps 2006. We're not certain. And according to Edward Snowden, unrebutted by the NSA has the content, not just the metadata, who called whom, when, and from where.
Right, but which we've heard about that.
Right, but the actual content of phone calls going back 5 or 6 or 7 years. And if you have the right program on your computer, not all NSA people have the same programs, you could punch up any phone call you want and listen to a digitized version of it. Now we learned this morning from our colleagues at the Washington Post that the same procedure is being done to another country. They haven't named the country. You're right. It's billions of conversations. And according to what was leaked to the Washington Post, it's only for 30 days. It's not for 5 years like here in the U.S.
Right.
But it is a little odd that the NSA would be doing this and now boasting about it. So because we don't know what country this is, we don't know if it's friend or foe. If it's friend, it might become foe because governments don't like this, or there might be some political upheaval in that country if the government in that country consented to it, obviously without telling
the
people.
And it could include Americans calling into that country as well, from what I understand.
Yes. Yes. Look, it is my view and the view of at least one of the two federal judges that looked at this and the view of both of President Obama's privacy oversight panels, what the NSA does is blatantly, obviously unconstitutional. The Fourth Amendment protects phone calls in this country. If the government wants to listen to them, they have to identify the person whose call they want to listen to, articulate under oath to a federal judge criminal behavior on the part of that person, then ask the judge for a search warrant. But the Fourth Amendment does not interfere with spying on foreigners in foreign countries. The only laws that would be implicated there would be the laws of the foreign countries. Again, we don't know which country it is, so we don't know if the NSA is receiving cooperation from the government in this country or if it's doing it under the radar and the government doesn't know.
And what if it's in the name of national security? I know that you said Edward Snowden, you called him an American hero.
Yes.
But this now being leaked could perhaps hurt our security.
Yes, this could. When we find out what country this is, it will probably damage our relationship to the country. But I don't believe this is a Snowden leak, because if this were a Snowden leak, knowing him, he would have told us what the country was.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
When I say knowing him, I don't know him personally. I mean knowing his work.
Right.
From
what he's done in the past.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill?
That's just Bob Donald. What's his name? Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew Napolitano, Judge Andrew
Napolitano,
who probably would make a very good attorney general, in my opinion.
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, do you think he'd be a little better than Eric Holder?
Just a little bit, maybe. Just a tiny bit.
It's a tough question, isn't it? Tough one,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, Eric Holder, I mean, he's fast and furious.
Yeah, that's right, man. You know, looking out for our health and our safety and our future and our government. And mostly for his boss, Barack Obama. Which is all he does. It's amazing the guy's still there. I mean, we've heard rumors that he was going to resign months and months and months ago, over and over and over, and he's still there.
Who?
Eric Holder. He just holds on, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's interesting, though, because, yes, we know that it's out there. The NSA spying is illegal. There's no question about it. And, of course, you know, Judge Napolitano was talking to Supreme Court Judge Anthony Scalia about that, of course, and there were discussions. And this was sort of a comic review where it was there really wasn't any serious question as far as the diatribe that took place there concerning what was really going on with all this. And, you know, I mean, it's like saying, well, do you suppose this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment? I mean, obviously it is, you know, obviously. I mean, so there was a whole discussion between those two as well. And, you know, but Scalia says that it's a possibility that some of this stuff may come to the U.S. Supreme Court. Which would be interesting because, remember, there have been discussions about this with a district court judge who said that this was, it looked, in his professional opinion, it looked to be a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then another judge said, no, it isn't. And so now there's a possibility that NSA spying may actually enter into the Supreme Court. I don't know how long it'll take, but, you know, I'm not holding my breath or optimistic either one.
Nice. Will, Steve-O?
Yes, Bob-O?
Do you really call me Bob-O now?
Well, I can call you
Steve-O, you could call me Bob-O.
I used to just call you Mr. Tuscan.
It's Dr. Tuscan.
Oh, Dr. Tuscan. Rabbi Dr. Tuscan.
No, Dr. Cox.
I should have never said that. I know.
Rabbi Dr. Cox. I see what you did there.
But if, since you're a doctor, you would know another story about the vaccines, that Colorado parents seeking to exempt their children from vaccinations for personal reasons would face required education now under a proposal that advanced in the State House Friday in Colorado state government. The proposal has sparked strong feelings among lawmakers about parental control. Republican House Leader Brian Del Grosso told lawmakers that while he immunized his children, his younger brother doesn't believe in vaccinations. Quoting him, he says, and basically what this bill does is, the sponsor is basically saying that my brother is an idiot. My brother is a moron, he said, adding that the message lawmakers are sending is that they know better than parents. And that's exactly what this bill does, said Del Grosso, who represents the Loveland area in Colorado. You can spin it any other way you like, but that's basically what it says. Parents of Colorado that choose not to get immunizations for their kids, well, you're too stupid to make this decision on your own. So now what they're going to do, Bob, that's the end of the story, though, but that appeared on CBS local television broadcast 4 here in Denver. And this thing is moving through the House, and it looks like, I mean, if they're... This is worse than gun control and gun registration, in my opinion, because what they're doing is they're trying to get all this information. They're going to come around. They're not going to give you any of the bad information about these vaccines. We have dealt with these people before, you and I and others in our audience. And, of course, they know what happens is all you get is propaganda and all this talk. And, of course, as I said before, I know people personally whose children were vaccinated against whooping cough and came down with the disease after being vaccinated with it. So the vaccine certainly didn't help them. But all the time, the health officials were saying, well, we've had a whooping cough epidemic here. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, we find out that a lot of the kids who have the disease were vaccinated. And then I have another friend who's taken a vaccine and got very sick. His own doctor had said this. There isn't... Even Republican Representative Janet Joshi, a retired physician, said, quote, we have to give the choice to our parents and whatever they believe in. He is also a retired physician. He noted that he was vaccinated for smallpox growing up, but he wasn't immunized for anything else. He says, I'm still around. You know, so even this one doctor who's a representative thinks it's a bad idea as well. But it's all about, you know, getting into people's houses, getting forms filled out, getting child protection services, and targeting these individuals who disagree with this evil, disgusting program of injecting children with all these toxic chemicals and bugs and viruses. Thank you for letting me vent.
Take a deep breath now.
Oh, gosh, it's good to be on the Bob Tuscan Show. I feel like I actually get stuff off my chest, man.
Right,
Dr. Bob Tuscan. He helps my psychological stability. I feel like I can actually come on this program and talk to people who understand, Bob. You know, it's like you're like Dr. Phil Bob Tuscan.
Dr. Phil Bob.
How's that working for you?
It's working, Steve-O. All right, so we got to take another quick break.
Another
quick. Into any more trouble? Okay. Just a quick break, another quick one.
All right.
And then we'll get back. I've got a lot of stuff to get into. We'll take more calls. I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Down and take more calls, Steve?
Yeah, we have Mike in Kentucky waiting, I was going
to
say.
We'll have to get to him in just a second because I see that break sneaking up on us.
I promise
I will do so and take your calls as well. 800-313-9443.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Good evening. I'm up past my bedtime, but I'll try not
you
to
and
put...
me both. You and me both.
I'll try not to put you past my, put you to sleep.
Last time, folks, I wonder what he's talking about. called. He fell asleep And I came to him, and this is what we heard.
It's not an editorial comment about the advertisers, you know.
Mike, I gotta tell you, we talked about it during the break, and we wondered if you were putting us on.
I heard it. See, I woke up because I was listening on the internet, and there's like a 2 minute, 3 minute delay or something on my internet connection. So I heard everything you said. They thought you, I was putting you on.
Did you like my positive, affirmations that I was providing for you?
Yeah, but for some reason I suddenly felt the urge to play a game of solitaire, and I got stuck on the Queen of Diamonds.
Okay.
Little movie reference there, if you caught it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure most of the people that watch or listen to RBN probably have heard of the original Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra. That's what that's referring to. Why don't you pass the time with a game of solitaire? So, did I hear Napolitano right as the host was trying to cut him off? He said he wasn't sure if Snowden was just one guy. I thought I heard that. I was in the kitchen about 20 feet away from my computer speakers, and I thought as he was being, you know, she was trying to cut him off.
Right at the end there?
Huh?
How far
right
back?
At the end, yes, where they were chattering over top, and he was still trying to talk, and sounded to me like he said something to that effect that he wasn't sure Snowden was just one guy. And I have to wonder myself.
I'm going to play back the audio. Let's see what he said.
Okay.
All right.
It will probably damage our relationship to the country. Yeah. But I don't believe this is a Snowden leak. Because if this were a Snowden leak, knowing him, he would have told us what the country was.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
When I say knowing him, I don't know him personally. I mean knowing his work.
Right.
From
what he's done in the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'd be a story, Judge.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, okay. I guess I misheard what he was saying, but that sounds like he doesn't believe it was Snowden. But my point has been for months, okay, this guy drags and drops however many gigabytes, terabytes, whatever he got, you know, compressed and got out of there with and encrypted it and bicycled it out to a bunch of different servers with the instructions on what to do if something happens to him. And he's leaking pieces of this or large chunks of it to these several media outlets from New York to London. How does he have the time to know what he leaked or what the Russians or somebody else has thrown in the mix? He hasn't had time to read all those documents and evaluate them and ponder all the permutations and link them together. And how could he have had time to do all that? I mean, this can't be. I think Snowden's kind of, in effect, a Captain Tuttle, if you ever saw that MASH episode.
Captain Tuttle.
Yeah, together we all kind of made up Captain Tuttle. If you remember Captain Pierce, Radar O'Reilly, who had signed all the documents to create this fictitious Captain Tuttle, was about to faint while they finally had to kill him off because a bunch of the brass came in and wanted to give him some awards or something, so they had a fake helicopter crash and killed Captain Tuttle off. And Pierce, I guess it was Henry Blake, said, well, I think Captain Pierce knew him best. Why don't you give the eulogy or whatever? And Radar's about to fall over because he's saying there's a little Tuttle in all of us, and perhaps together we all kind of made up Tuttle. And you thought, you know, they showed Radar was about to faint. But, I mean, think about it. How, you know, at this point, how many documents has this guy leaked, and how did he ever have time to read them all? And how does he know at this point what the media is coming out with saying that he leaked? You know, I guess
there's a lot of questions about Edward Snowden.
Well,
my
point is, with this latest thing you're talking about there with Judge Napolitano, is this is still ignoring a whole bunch of my direct evidence of witnesses that and people that are willing to take out affidavits, that not only do they probably have the content of live phone calls between people, but certain amount, I can't estimate how much, but a certain amount, both domestic law enforcement through this strategic operations group or whatever, what they call that, strategic operations division, where the NSA was giving hints and tips to local law enforcement and the DEA They had to recreate the chain of evidence so that it didn't look like it came from the NSA. There's been some crime investigation shows, and I don't get to watch a lot of TV, but some of the crime investigation shows, I think, The Good Wife on Sunday night that dealt with this very issue, because the NSA was giving the elections committee or somebody some tips. Federal Election Commission was getting tips from the NSA on this governor that was rigging the election or stealing votes or something. So, I mean, that very issue, that's the same sort of stuff DEA was dealing with, where they're getting info and then they have to reconstruct or lie about where they got the evidence from that justified their warrants. And of course that has implications for years, for thousands of cases probably that have been constructed with ill-gotten gain, you know, with evidence that's not from probable cause warrants of the actual domestic law enforcement. Now my contention is, and the evidence and experience I've had, was that these microphones are listened to even when you're not talking and you think the phone's off, folded up in a purse or on a leather belt pouch. And I told a Nielsen TV ratings guy probably 8 or 9 years ago, I said to him, your job's obsolete, man. The telephone companies can spy on you all the time. And with content recognition software, which I ran into on YouTube early on, they can determine what your entertainment choices are, what you listen to in the radio, and all this stuff. And he named off some service that when he said, you know, when I was in the radio, I wondered how they got some of the ratings that they got. In talking with some of the technicians, this goes back not just 6 or 7 years, as Judge Napolitano was talking about, but it goes back at least to 1997, 4 years before September 11th, 4 years before the Patriot Act. And with all that we know about the incubators for technology of NQTEL, that the CIA has their fingers in 600 different tech companies to incubate the technologies the way they want the industries to go, and AT&T building this language called Hancock, which can collate all the data of your friends and your friends of your friends and all the people you talk to out to two rings. I mean, they developed that in the late 90s. The technicians that I talked to installed some of the equipment in what are called interstitial floors. I didn't know what they were called, and I called them ghost floors. You know, floors with no number where you have to have a special elevator to get off on.
Ah, yes.
I mean, this is vast amounts of electricity that's been using for a very long time. This one guy that I talked to, a contractor, had been in several different cities installing the same equipment, and the same little black box was called by several different names, from California through to Chicago to Florida. One of the most ridiculous names he told me that they called it was a magnetic polarity reverser. But it's essentially a digital interface to the plain old telephone system, a POTS, and interfaces with something from Lucent Technologies called the Any Media Access System, which allows multiple channels to be used either digitally or in the old analog phone system. And this stuff was put in back in the 1990s. I got pictures that the guy told me was originally a felony to possess. I posted them on the internet. I've done several things that they should have come after me for, and they haven't. It would have, you know, would be felonies. And they don't want me in court, I tell you. The ACLU won't contact me back. The Electronic Frontier Foundation won't contact me back. They told me to go to the ACLU. It's just ridiculous.
You are one heck of a guy, Mike. I appreciate your calls, as always. We got to go to hour number 3 in just seconds. We're going to move on, and we'll take more calls on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.